Welcome to the Skyhawks Coaches Corner, brought to you by Centura Health and Mercy Regional Medical Center. And thanks also to our broadcast partners at KDGO and AM 1240 News Talk Radio. This is your host, Bob Bonner, joined this week by head men's basketball coach, Bob Petrak. And Bob, I want to just jump right into it. It was an exciting year. The Skylars the other night, you guys were presented with Team of the Year, Coach and Staff of the Year. Riley Ferris, who, you know, is definitely on that goat wall at Fort Lewis College, all-time leading scorer. He was recognized as Athlete of the Year. So where do you go from there? I mean, you know, obviously, boy, we'd like to be a national tournament, all those things, but you had a really, really successful season this year, and where do you draw the line between it? You know, are you done celebrating that, looking forward now, or do you still, are you guys still sort of celebrating the year this spring?
Well, anytime you finish third in a 15-team league, you did have a good season. It wouldn't, regardless of who the team was or what league you were in.
Hey, and let's not forget, the team finished first, by the way, Final Four.
That's exactly
Final
right.
Final Four and national team, and you guys slugfest it with them up in their place early in the season, maybe one of the best RMAC games of the year. So, great year.
Yeah, even though we only finished third, we feel like on any given night we could have been the champion, and we lose two home games in overtime and then the game at Black Hills by a point. And if all three of those games would have went our way, then we would have been the league champion. And then, you know, you never know what history would have had in store for us at the tournament. But so we can't look back, and we've just focused on looking forward. The number one thing in college basketball right now that you need to do right when the season's over is to keep your good players here. So, you know, once the season ended, the number one goal for Coach Ty and I was to make sure that Boatwright and Aquell and Scotty and guys that have been playing a lot of minutes for us, that those young men would be with us, and that we would continue to build around them. And, you know, we have two all-league players coming back. Of course, we lose Riley Ferris, but we do have another first-team player, our all-RMAC first-team player in Aquell, and then Boatwright is a two-time all-RMAC player. So we still have two really good pieces, along with Scotty Jr., LaRose, and Ray Martinez, that have all contributed to wins.
Right.
So we have a very good nucleus. And then in this recruiting class, we've already signed four and think that we've added to the nucleus of our team with the returners and the guys that have experience being the core.
So there's something else we talked about, you know, and you did. You graduated a big bunch of four seniors who were just quality players, led a resurgence in the program, if you will. Not just taking you back to the RMAX, but like you said, being a force throughout the season, put together a winning streak, mostly on the road this year, that nobody wanted you guys coming into their house. We joked about one of the all-league players coming back, Aquell Cott. We're going to talk to him later on. You know, part of what was fun this year was watching teams key on one of those seniors, Riley or whoever it may be, and Aquell just sort of having fun going, don't forget about me over here. We joked a little bit about that passing of the torch, and you know, that's really the sign of a good program, isn't it? That, I mean, that transition was taking place on the floor this year. You guys didn't have to wait till spring to go, okay, these guys have graduated, now you four step up. I mean, that's been taken, whether it's Boatwright or Cott or LaRose or Scotty, that transition has already been taking place, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, we're really thankful for those four seniors, their loyalty, and what they've did for our program as far as getting us back into the top tier of the league, which I believe will stay. But referring to Aquell and Riley, it's rare. We were the only team that had two first-team all-league players, both very deserving, and Ferris had been the face of our program for many years. And then as this year was going on, you saw the emergence of Aquell Cott coming, and then it was almost like a wave in the ocean. If you're sitting in the sand, you're like, ooh, that could be a big wave. And then it's getting closer and closer, and you're like, oh, mackerel, that's a big one. Then you could see Aquell in the last 10 games, 12 games, 10 games, but he really just took off just an incredible amount.
So Shot-making and playmaking.
Yeah,
I mean, it was the old, you know, everybody in the gym knew what he was going to do and nobody could stop him.
Yeah, and that's the mark of a good player, and he's going to get guarded you know, they're going to throw everything at him next year, but it won't matter. I mean, he's a proven scorer. He's a very, very good basketball player. And you saw, you know, when we recruited him, we knew he was going to be special, and everybody has a little bit of a different path in when they pop. And the same went for Ferris. You got to remember, Ferris, his freshman year was off the bench, sophomore year, 8 points off the bench, and then boom, it happened. Aquell's just happened during a season where you're like, oh my goodness, this is unbelievable. And there won't be the end of that. That's going to continue. The only player that I've ever seen like Aquell is Josh Blaylock, where there's a player on the floor and he's going to do what he's going to do, and there's just not a whole lot you can do to stop it when he gets going. And Aquell got in those zones multiple times this year where you were just, holy cow, is he playing well?
It was fun.
But as he progresses, you're going to be able to see that with more consistency. Just like any great player, the reason they're great is that they're able to do it. Good players can have a good game or a great game, and that's their career game. For Aquell, even though he had multiple great games, but he had those two really unbelievable games at Regis, at Pueblo, but we think that's just the tip of the iceberg for Aquell, and he'll be the leading guy next year. I mean, he'll be the guy that, he'll have the sets, and we'll draw stuff up for him like we were at the end, like we had for Ferris for years and years and years.
And I like what I'm hearing, Bob, because I've, my experience however long with sports. Now, we don't need to put a number on that, but far too often I see, particularly sometimes, unfortunately, at some of the more successful coaches, particularly in the level before yours here, where it's about, boy, I don't care who the kid is or what they bring to the table, they're going to fit my system. What I'm hearing is that, depending on what's in the cupboard, that's what you're cooking up. You're saying that things are going to change. Is that, the identity of the team is going to change with different players on the floor next year, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's just coaching in general. We had a championship team in 2016 that didn't have a post player on it. And then this year we had two post players. It's about what you can get here. My philosophy with recruiting to Fort Lewis is if we can get really good players, I don't really care what positions they are. Just get me the groceries. Let's get in the kitchen and then we'll cook it up to the best of our ability. And when you have a player like Aquell, and we did a lot of isolation stuff down the stretch, the only reason he didn't do it earlier is because I was hesitant just to call ISOs and let him go. But once he did it a couple times and I saw it go in, I was like, hey, man, maybe we should do this more.
Then it got easy.
Yeah, then it was like, hey, maybe we should just let him do whatever he wants and just watch out.
Call that play.
Yeah, so... No, that's just a staple of our program, and we've added some really nice pieces. I'd love to talk to you about the pieces we added and how they're going to fit in. We'll start with...
Look at you. Hold on a second. Let's take a break. Okay. Because I was just going to say, wow, who's the broadcaster here? Nice segue. Yeah, it's time for a break, and we are going to talk about those pieces when we come back. And thanks for giving us a look a little bit into the spring and some of the thought process, Bob. But, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back with the Skyhawks Coaches Corner, we're going to hear about some of those new pieces that have come in right after these. Welcome back to the Skyhawks Coaches Corner from Centura Health and Mercy Regional Medical Center. Bob Bonner with you alongside head men's basketball coach Bob Petrak. And coach, we spent a lot of time talking about the spring and sort of the transition to new leadership and some of what took place this year. But the other part of that is coaches now. It's time to restock the cupboard a little bit. So what are some of the pieces? I know there's been some fun. It's fun watching you guys on Twitter. It's fun watching as the new guys come in. But tell us a little bit about what you brought.
We had an incredibly successful April recruiting-wise. First, we'll talk about we signed a guard from Missouri Western that just has 1 year left. We've taken 5 senior transfers in 6 years. I think that you'll see that as the portal develops and with the COVID seasons and the backlog, that a lot of programs will take senior transfers when they're needed, like we did last year with Jaquez. Then we signed Q Mays from Missouri Western. He had ties to Coach Ty when he was there, and Q averaged 18 points a game in a very tough MIAA, very proven player. He's a lead guard. I'm not sure we'll have a point guard per se next year if we'll just not have two lead guards on the floor at all times between Q Mays, Quayle Cott, Junior Garber, Scotty Stafford. Really feel good about our four guards and that we'll have really good guard play. We added another four-man to go along with Brendan LaRose named Trevor Trost, who played at Western Wyoming, had a great career at Western Wyoming. His team went 26-5 last year, very good three-point shooter, 6'7", good assist-turnover ratio, and just kind of fits us offensively really well for how we do. We signed a Division I transfer post player from Southern Illinois, Siku Demla, big, strong ox of a man. He's going to be very similar to Boatwright. So now we have two Loch Ness monsters down there for other teams to worry about. And I think he'll fit into our four-out-one-in motion as far as he posts up really hard. And then we also signed, for the future, we've signed a Luke Hutto from Montrose, which is the three-time Western Slope Player of the Year. And you won't see him on the floor next year, but as time goes on, we'll have a local feel for it. And we're still going to add one or two more as the signing period develops. But really like where our team's at. Really we're able to, the blessing was we were able to keep our core. And that's Boatwright, Scotty Stafford, Brendan LaRose, Quayle Cott, Junior Garber, Ray Martinez, those six in general. We were able to keep them. So when you already have your core set, it's a lot easier to add additions to the house because you're not rebuilding it. So I appreciate the guy's loyalty, especially Brendan Boatwright, who could have walked easily and had established his career, but wants to come back and chase a championship ring, and we're thankful for that. The leadership of our team, you know, we lose those four seniors, which is hard for any program because college basketball truly is about upperclassmen and having older guys lead the ship. But we have leadership in place with the guy, the core players coming back, and Boatwright's leadership will be a big piece of that. So
I can't imagine anybody questioning it.
No. Boat, it's funny. You know, Junior Garber is probably the best natural leader on our team. But, you know, if Boat says he wants to eat somewhere, that's where we're going to eat. And that's just what it is right now. And I'm just really happy, you know, as a coach, you don't always know your influence on the team or the inner workings of it, because although you're all on the team, you're not with them. You're not really one of them. You're over here a little bit. But in any program, when you see players staying, like those kids like Corey Sang and Will Whitman and Riley Ferris stayed, and then, you know, Boatwright and Naquel and Scotty, and these guys that are really proven players and they're staying put, it makes you feel really good about the culture of the program, where you're at, how they feel they're getting treated, and all the inner workings of a program. I would say it's like a spaghetti sauce. If you taste it and it's really good, then you know the ingredients are right. So proud of where we're at and really looking forward to springboarding off of last year and seeing if we can't take it to the next level.
All right, so the luxury, and I liked hearing it, and I know you're an NFL draft fan, so we just had that, you know, the NFL draft term, best available player, you know, regardless of position, regardless of need. One, it sounds like being able to bring that core back, it gives you the freedom to go out when you recruit and not necessarily recruit for need. You just said, I don't know if we need a point guard next year, you know. Yeah. So again, allowing the players themselves to establish what the identity of the team is going to be. What are you seeing from the early going? So, sounds like a bunch of guards who can fill it up, good insurance policy when someone does have an off night. And then it just sounds to me like we are going to be just a little bit thicker, a little bit tougher down low. Am I right?
Yeah, offensively, and this dates back to the Hoffman era that I was part of, and then as we've moved in, and next year will be year eight for me, it's never been an issue with scoring. Like this year we led the league in scoring, led the league in points per possession. I think we were first in field goal percentage. Like the scoring isn't going to be the issue. I don't feel that will ever be the issue here, but it's really about defense and seeing if we can't. I think we were middle of the pack, maybe lower middle of the pack, and seeing if we can't get consistently in the upper middle of the pack. And if you look at Black Hills and Mesa that got to go to the regional, They were not better than us offensively, but they were statistically better than us defensively. And that's where we got to get to. So as we add pieces to our team, we'll always add players that can score because the head coach likes to see the ball go
right.
But it's been a much more concerted effort on how can we be better defensively, how can those players fit our scheme defensively, so that we can just be, because if we're just in the top five or six, mm-hmm. if we're in the top five or six in the league in defense, we'll be right there for the championship
right.
every year.
Right, because you're going to fill it up.
Because we're going to score. And next year, although we lose some really good, we're losing Ferris, anytime you lose 20 to 25 points a game, guy, that's a big blow. But we have the ability, scoring won't be the issue. How can we guard consistently? I thought last year there was some really good stretches for us, especially that 8-game winning streak on the road where we guarded really well. But in this league, you have to be able to do it all the time. And that's where we need to get to, and that's been the focus. That not only has been the coaching staff's focus, but as we get into September and start doing our workouts and building towards mid-November, that will be the theme of our preseason, and seeing if we can't just be a better defensive team.
So real quick, before we wrap it up and jump off, I'm excited to talk to Quell, and I'll probably ask him this question too. But you know, what is the everybody goes home here in a week, or I don't know, maybe some of the kids are going to stick around this summer. What's your parting instructions and stuff? What do you hope your players are doing this summer to get themselves ready to hit it running in the fall?
Right. So we'll have some players stay here. Now, Division II rules make it a little bit harder to have all your players stay, but some of the older guys will stick around. The main thing in the summer that we'll tell any student athlete is this: it's your time to individually get better. And if you individually get better, you're making our team better. Because we're not working out as a team, so it's hard for the team to get better.
Right.
But individually, if you're committed to getting better, then when you come back in September, you're going to be the best version of yourself, and then that automatically makes our team better.
So whether it's weight room, shooting 300 free throws a day,
that's right.
Develop a new move with your left hand, whatever it is, you sort of leave that up to them, maybe a little bit of consultation, talk about it in the spring, but then say, go get better in the summer, and it really is just as easy as that. You can trust players, and that's, I suppose, part of trusting your players.
It's part of the character of the guys that we have, but also the fact that they know how competitive it is, and not only how competitive it is in our league and the teams we have to play, but also how competitive it is to earn minutes here. I mean, we had players last year that were good players that just didn't get a good chance to play, and they know that. And then for the players that do play a lot, like the guy sitting next to me, you're competing against yourself in the summer to see how good can I be, what is the best version of myself. Therefore, that'll be the best version of the team. So
once they get a taste, they want the whole body.
Oh my goodness! No, it's true for the coaches too. You know, the summer, it's a time to reflect and regroup, but there's no feeling like the games, and knowing you have to wait so long before you can get the feeling of winning and the feeling of the adrenaline of being out there, it's a long wait.
Yeah, and that doesn't matter whether you're coming off a good season or a bad season. If you have a good season, man, you want to go do it again. If you have a bad season, you can't wait to go do it again so you can put the bad season behind you.
There it is.
Hey, have a great summer, Coach. Well-deserved after what was a great season for the Skyhawks.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing everybody in the fall.
All right. Bob Petrak joining us for the Skyhawks Coach's Corner this week. When we come back, we will visit with Aquell Cotton in just a moment. Welcome back to the Skyhawks Coaches Corner, brought to you by Centura Health and Mercy Regional Medical Center, on our broadcast partners at KDGO and AM 1240 News Talk Radio here in Durango. Is your host Bob Bonner, joined now by Fort Lewis College Skyhawks guard Aquell Cott, all RMAC guard. How does that feel? I mean, it was a great season. Congratulations. I mean, are you digging it? Have the accolades and everything come pouring in? Is that settled in yet, or are you still enjoying it?
It's just great to show, like, my hard work, literally. That's, like, the biggest thing for me, because that was obviously a goal and everything, and I just wanted to keep working hard throughout the whole year, and I got that, so which is pretty cool.
Good to be rewarded for the effort. And the team got rewarded this year, too. I mean, getting to play in the RMACs, getting to host an RMAC game. Is that what you came here for? I mean, there's a program with that kind of history. Now, you came in as a freshman off of a year when they didn't have that kind of a season. You were one of the guys that we thought was going to get us back there. Was that what you came in here thinking?
Yeah,
I'm going to get you guys back there.
Big games, yeah. Ever since I've been here, we've been getting better every single year. And this year kind of was a really, really good year. We went 19-9, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're just on the road to just becoming better each year.
Okay, you talk about winning big games at Quail. That comes from making big plays and big moments. And, wow, that certainly became your trademark this year. I mean, you heard me tell Coach, you know, everybody in the gym knew it was going to Quail. Literally, he was clearing out. He was running ISOs. Everybody knew. All right, Aquell's going to score, and then Aquell would score. It was straight up what any kid who's ever played basketball in their driveway is their own announcer when you're doing it. Aquell caught 2 seconds ago. I mean, was it some of those moments you live in a dream, or does it even hit you until later?
Yeah, some of the moments I was just in the zone where it just felt like I was playing when I was growing up. So yeah, that's how it felt. Felt great hitting shots and playing hard as I can every game.
It's just balling. Now, the gym, we got the gym filled. We started to get the gym loud again there towards the end of the season. Did you notice that, or were you, when you talk about being in the zone, does all that just sort of shut out and it's just you and
yeah,
and
I think I noticed that, especially coming off COVID year. Mm-hmm. This year, I could, fans helped a lot on that, just the energy we had, yeah.
Now, some of your bigger games were on the road, and I've probably just as much energy. It just was quite a bit more negative towards you, at least. Did that fuel you too? You got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder when you go into some of those gyms on the road?
Yeah.
And the more they want to give you, the more you're going to give it back?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, when on the road games, I would hear fans just talking. As fans should, they're just talking, trying to get you to play a bad game, and that kind of fueled me to play good as I can. And yeah, it was fun.
So, all right, now fess up. You know, when you're out, pick up games, stuff like that, you talk some smack?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Or do you let the game do it for you?
It's both. Most of the time, just let my game do all the talking.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, basketball, I think, more than any other sport. I just saw there was a story, and I haven't read it yet, about, you know, Larry Bird being the all-time trash talker and, you know. So what is it, you know, you heard Coach say, you know, he sort of cut you guys loose for the summer and says go make yourself better. So, man, after a year like that, it'd be pretty easy to just go and kick back for a summer, but I'm betting you're not going to do that. How are you going to get better this summer?
I'm just going to, this is going to be like, well, my goal is for it to be like one of the hardest working summers, just so, because I feel like I'm already good, but I feel like it's a lot more I can improve on. And I'm just going to focus on that to become better individually, like Coach said, so I could be better, so our team could be better, and I'm going to focus on that.
Was that, you know, is it repetition as far as actual basketball skills? Is it weight room? You know, where does that take you? What does improvement look like for someone at your level? You know, what do you need to do to improve this?
Yeah, it's both of those for sure. Hitting the weight room every, like, about 4 or 5 times a week, and just being more consistent on the basketball court. Either doing a lot of shooting drills, ball handling, and yeah, just creating my IQ for the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, what do you envision next year as far as, you heard me, I kept going to Coach, okay, so what's the identity of this team going to be? What's the identity, you know, you got the NBA playoffs on TV right now. I mean, we're seeing teams and announcers are talking about, all this team is tough or this team is fast, or, you know, what do you think? What's your team's identity going to be? You're going to be one of the leaders, so you're going to set that identity or partially so. What do you think people are going to be saying about the Skyhawks next year?
Next year, I think we got some good pieces coming in. We got a good recruiting. We signed a good amount of players this April, and that's going to help a lot for us next year. Like, we got a good amount of core players, but yeah, I think coming in defensive minded next year, I think that's going to make us become a lot better as a team, because we're gonna score. We have good players for that, and we just got to come together and play hard for one another. And I think that would be key to our success next year.
What about your personal goals for the personal and team goals for next year? What are
win the RMAC championship? Okay. I haven't done that yet, and that's like the biggest goal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How about for you? Or is it all come down to that? Whatever it takes for the team to win the RMAX.
Yeah, it all comes back to that because that's really what I want because I'm not going to remember how many points I scored, really.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So.
All right. Good. Yeah, no, that big trophy's the one that matters, isn't it? All right. So, Aquel, we're going to wrap it up. It's the first time I've gotten to talk to you, so we're going to play a little game I play called The One. It's just a little rapid fire. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You just tell me first thing that pops into your head, all right? First one is always easy. What's your favorite sports movie?
Coach Carter.
Nice. All right. That's the first person who's ever given me that one. I'd forgotten about that. That's a great one. All right. So if you weren't playing basketball, what sport would you be playing?
I think I'll be playing an individual sport, maybe tennis or something.
Really?
Some in the area, I feel like. Like something I can improve on. I played.
Did you play tennis?
I played a little bit when I was younger, and it was pretty fun.
Okay.
I just like basketball because it was.
When you said individual sport, I thought you were going to say track or.
Yeah, maybe cross country or something.
Yeah. Tennis, golf, bring it on, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Do you like having that sort of challenge of that sort of individual challenge? Is that something that appeals to you, too?
Yeah, because that's how it is for me right now in basketball. I'm just challenging myself to get better every day.
All right.
So.
All right. Cool. Is at this point in your career, has there been another athlete or player or something that just, man, that guy, you're just glad you don't never have to see him again. I mean, he probably brought the best out in you, but I mean, just that guy that, do you have a rival at any stage?
In college?
Yeah. Well, high school, college, have you ever had just that guy?
No, not really. No. I haven't had a rival, but I had a rival team. I guess I wanted to be every time, which was Amarillo High. It was a school in my city that I wanted to be every time. So.
Okay, so there was that. Yeah, that was part of where the chip came from. So, how about an athlete? Who would you say is your idol? Who
my idol? Mm-hmm. Probably have a couple: Kevin Durant and Michael Jordan.
Okay.
That's 2 people I want to be like.
One old school and one your generation. Yeah. I can take that. Now, how do you, I mean, Jordan, just because everybody knows Jordan, or have you, or have you watched some NJ's old stuff and just, because you do, I mean, yeah, you flash some of that.
Yeah, it started with Kevin Durant, but then The Last Dance came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I've been rewatching that all the time. Like, I rewatched it towards the end of the year this year. And it's just great to try to have that mentality, trying to win games and playing to the best of your ability.
Yeah, dude, you got a little bit of the MJ look to your jumper, actually, a little bit of fade. So, no, I mean, that's kind of cool. That's why I asked. So, all right, as far as then, who is the one person in your life who's had the biggest impact on you as a player and a person to this point? Who's
my mother? Who's number one? My mother, for sure. Yeah, okay. She raised me right, and everything I do is for her because I want to be successful just so my mom can be successful. So yeah.
How involved is she on the basketball part? I mean, she coach you up?
She don't know too much about basketball, but she watched a few games this year, and I talked to her after every game, and yeah, she's proud. Yeah.
Good. Nope. Always good to make the idol proud. Well, hey, Aquel, congratulations on a great season. Man, I'm excited to watch you guys next year.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks also to Bob Petrak for joining us on the Skyhawks Coaches Corner this week. And thanks to all of you for joining us. Until our next show, keep soaring.